Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I have some secret tests guys use to evaluate you while you're out on the date. Now, you may not do all these, but there's a few that I think make sense. Did you show up on time? That's one of the little secret tests because it's important for guys.
Probably not.
Okay.
And for me, I didn't show up on time with my first date to my wife. So
you didn't?
I'm sure women judge that as well.
Guys care about time more than women think they do. Now, because it becomes a factor in... when you get married and you're getting ready, your ready time is different than his ready time when you're supposed to go somewhere.
Yeah, but there's a reason the woman walks down the altar last. They planned ahead.
I think when you're in the pretty phase, when you first start dating, all that stuff, you ignore it. You don't judge it yet. You're still too much, you know, enamored with this person. You're like, oh my gosh, she's beautiful. I love the way she does this and that. And you don't think about, oh, she's late all the time. You're like, ah, we can figure that out.
Okay, another little secret test guys do to evaluate you on the date. Did you order something normal or easy? They'll evaluate that.
Normal or easy.
Yeah, if you say, yeah, I'm going to want a salad, but the crouton's on the side and the dressing and a spoon and my water, I want no ice. And for my steak, you need the fat cut off of it. And
so like normal or like you do one or normal or you do it
take
difficultly.
Take it like it calms
it
people.
Might be like a coffee, you know, the hot Americano or the one that's, you know, ice, non-fat, sugary, free vanilla latte with a spritz of hazelnut.
Oh my, that was good. Yeah. Is that your order?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'd walk away because I'm like coffee black.
Okay, but every little action like that, they say he is evaluating to see if it's going to be high maintenance because you start that order off like that and it's like, oh no, the rest of the date's going to seem the same that way.
Check, please.
All right, can you roll with the punches? This is another little test that he's doing. Now, this one's in, like unplanned situations that might come up. For example, let's say it starts raining and you don't have an umbrella. You know, you're cool with that. You're going to walk underneath all the little, you know, what do they call those?
Awnings.
Yeah, the awnings. And you're trying not to get wet. Or are you just going to walk in the rain, hold hands, have a good time with it? Maybe a restaurant's closed and you're going to go to an Italian restaurant, but we don't have one that's open. So they don't open on Mondays or whatever. Let's go to a Chinese restaurant. It's just a block down. How are you going to roll with the punches?
We have to walk that block?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're downtown already. You've already parked.
In the rain, apparently.
Yeah. I got problems with
and
that.
And she don't have an umbrella. I'm like, why don't you bring one? I brought one.
I know, right? Well, I'm like, I'm counting on her to bring one because I didn't.
Is she supposed to have everything in her purse?
My wife is like that.
Well,
she got everything.
I know, but when you're dating, you ain't like that. It's like, that's when you become a mom and marry. Nah, like, mom purses are totally different.
I mean, Band-Aids to Neosporin.
Yeah. I know. You can ask for pretty much anything.
Oh, I got Tums in my bag already.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your purse is about to grow really big.
You can't say that to women.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, I don't think it can get any bigger. There's so much stuff in there now.
Okay, here's another little test that the guy will do. Did you participate? Did you participate? Let's say you go to Frankie's Fun Park or Dave and Buster's or, you know, did you play the video games with him or just watch him? Or did you...
Really, you chose video games when you brought her? I feel like you should be playing something that's two people, like air hockey or something.
You can do that. You can do the basketball, you know, competition, stuff like that.
But you need to be doing something that you can do together.
You want to do the go-karts? Like, come on. You know, you don't want to be in the two-cart go-kart.
Climbing through that thing where you got to climb up through all the kids and then you're up in the air. That's pretty freaky.
But, I mean, I think that, I mean, if... You would probably know if she's into games. Why would you go to Frankie's?
Well,
could you imagine the girl in the car driving up to Frankie's going, why are we here?
Yeah, she's like, I'm dating an idiot.
Yeah, yeah, a kid.
Okay, well, but what's another thing that you can do to participate?
Well, putt-putt golf, for example. Okay. That might be a reason you would go to Frankie's with the girl.
Yeah. What's another place where you would participate?
Axe throwing.
Okay, that's good.
I've never done that.
It's not good if she's throwing it at you.
Okay, going to the beach or going to the pool or something.
How do you participate in that? Here, get all this stuff. I'll meet you down there.
Yeah. You're not dressed for this.
He's just making this up as he goes.
Well, they didn't give some great examples
of video.
Okay. Video games was about it. I was trying to think of other things that we do or to participate on a date.
The idea of pickleball, and you hit it to her, and she's like, ew.
Yeah. I'm not. All right, you go to the movie, and she's not participating. She's like, I don't want to go to this movie.
How about one of those painting wine classes?
Okay, I don't want to paint. I'll just watch you paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a couple's cooking class.
And then the final test.
Well, she can participate in that. You paint, she drinks. It works.
And she says how great your painting is after it's over with.
That looks awesome.
It looks good. Really good. Finally, a little test. Did you ask him questions about himself, or was it all about you on the date?
I think most guys are just happy if there's no silence.
Now, I agree.
I was thrilled to death my wife would talk about stuff and keep talking, and I didn't have to be like, oh, no, it's a silent spot. What do I do?
What happened when there was a silent spot, like when you're...
Then I would talk about myself. But honestly, she's good at keeping the conversation rolling. My wife never lacks for things to talk about.
You meant that in the most positive way possible.
I did.
Yeah. Just thinking out loud.
She's talking now.
If she's asleep, she isn't. But sometimes she does, even when she's sleeping.
Okay. It's kind of weird. All right, so you're on a test when you're on a date. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
guys,
we knew that. It's all dates are tests. The only thing I always say is you should make it a test of whether they're good enough for you, not worry about the other way around.
There you go.
You're interviewing them for a job, not stressing out over whether you're good enough.
And at the end of the date, do you like give them their score? It's like, yeah, C plus. Here you go. A couple things to work on.
We'll be reaching out.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I don't know what has set it off in me, but I have a little bit of claustrophobia now. And there are certain things that can get my anxiety going pretty high when I hear stories about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When people like, there was a story not long ago about someone who was doing some spelunking. If you're not familiar with the term, that's, you know, caving, going in caves. And they went down this little narrow passageway and got stuck upside down. And literally, they couldn't get him out, and that person died in that cave. That tenses me up so much just even telling that story right now. And I would never in a million years would you get me in a cave where I had to like scrunch through. I'm walking and there better be room around me if I'm going in a cave.
That's why we have so much anxiety, because back in the day you would not have heard that story.
I know.
It's like now you
Some
see
idiot
it
on the radio says it.
Well, you got that. You got breaking news. Like, let me tell you about this story where this guy died in a cave.
Yep, I've been spelunking. And when we got to this one spot that was called the Devil's Colon, I was like, I'm done.
No
I'm
way.
Not
oh.
going in there.
I am not dying in the Devil's Colon.
No, thank you.
I've done spelunking before, and as long as it's nice open areas, I'm not freaked out by caves, but claustrophobia freaks me out.
I don't want to be the devil's colonoscopy.
This story kind of freaks me out today.
Yeah.
And it's not your typical claustrophobia story, if there is such a thing. A guy in China showed up at the ER with his girlfriend's entire fist stuck in his mouth.
What'd he say?
Nothing. He's like, Apparently, they were trying to film a video and go viral. Yeah. They thought it would be cool to show whether she could fit her whole hand inside of his mouth.
Yeah.
Kata's getting YouTube with your gag reflex.
Oh, my gosh.
So they didn't understand how her hand, which seemed pretty small, could get stuck. But apparently, the doctor says it caused the guy's muscles to seize up and his jaw locked into place. They actually had to give him muscle relaxers and use a quote-unquote mouth opener. Then they slowly twisted his girlfriend's wrist and got her hand out. It took 20 minutes for them to do this.
Well, you see these stories, I'm like, of people showing up at the fire station, you know, and the kids got their hand in a vase or something. Or let's face it, how many times have we got our hand stuck in a Pringles can? I mean, come on.
Yeah, but a Pringles can, and you can beat the Pringles can up to get it out. You can't beat the girl's hand off.
But
you can't break it.
But we break all the chips in the Pringles can, so you can't do that.
That's survivable. Whenever your hand's stuck in there, it's like one of those Chinese torture things where you put your fingers on each side.
But, you know, why haven't they made those Pringle cans bigger by now? Look at cars. Cars used to be much smaller than they are now. We need to grow.
Okay.
Bigger Pringle cans for us all.
I got you. You can be a Pringle farmer. Go ahead and start the crop.
That'll never happen because they're saving money by making them smaller.
But the reason I say that is because, yes, you can beat the Pringles can up and get it off eventually. But it's like, hadn't they done that before and going, hey, I've already got my hand stuck in a Pringles, you know, can. I'm not going to put it in your mouth.
I'll have the simple answer for you. This is for TikTok videos.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything people do for all this attention, they do stupid things sometimes. And this was one of them. To me, the claustrophobia part that would hit so hard is having to go all the way to the hospital with that in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you can't get it out.
Yeah, imagine you get a stuffy nose, too.
Dude.
Can't breathe through your mouth. Can't breathe through your nose.
I'm like, I'm just biting your hand off, and maybe they can reattach it at the hospital, but we got to get this thing out of here.
Yeah, the story's even doing it to you.
It is. Yeah. It's clinching me up right now, and Kato don't look very good
either.
I'm
already nauseous from my cocktail day I celebrated yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So, I'm going to have to be right back.
There's a picture of
it. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, look at that.
Well, his mouth's all puffed up.
You look at her. She's tiny little thing.
I mean,
you got tiny little hands there, like little tiny.
My toothbrush is tiny, but I gag every time I brush my teeth.
Apparently, they said it should have come back out, but apparently since his jaw locked, they couldn't get it out. That had to be not only an embarrassing trip to the hospital, but I still think for him, terrifying. For her, maybe not as much. She might have thought it was funny, but for him...
You know, you think about sticking your hand, and Kato, your hand's been up a cow's or a horse's bottom, and you stick it in like fingers first, and then you have to kind of roll your fingers to make the fist.
Kato's about to pass out, dude.
I'm just saying. I mean, that would have to be such a weird feeling to put your hand in somebody's mouth.
You want to try?
No.
What about the dangly thing back there? You start flicking it?
Yeah.
That's not like a good way to get your hand bit off. You start flicking my uvula. Kato's going to just basically cough you back up.
Now, as long as you've been living, all right, how many times have you ever said that? You're flicking my uvula. I'm like, that's something that just doesn't come out of someone's conversation.
I've flicked my own uvula before.
Mine's been so swollen.
Right, it sits on your tongue.
Yeah, you could...
And it goes. That's not cool. Mm-mm. They should give you something for that, so you could shrink your uvula.
It's like an oyster on a cracker or something.
Oh, wow.
Slip a little cracker back there on your uvula.
A little cocktail sauce.
It'd have to be a club cracker.
And to think, they put us on in the morning for you guys.
I know. You're welcome.
We apologize, but honestly, that story gave me the heebie-jeebies so bad to think of having a hand stuck in your mouth and not being able to get it out and having to go to the hospital.
But it worked. They're going viral.
They are viral.
He's got more viruses than he probably wants now. Hand bit in his mouth.
I hope her hand was clean. We will put the pictures up on Facebook for you to see this because the pictures are actually pretty amazing.
That's the one you want to talk about and tell your friends today.
Kato's not going to be able to do it, so I'll have to do it for him.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, basketball. Everybody's talking basketball for some reason. Got March Madness going on, and everybody during that time becomes this basketball expert. I mean, you got guys with opinions on how to slam dunk who's probably never, you know, the only thing they've slam dunk is probably a Dunkin' Donut in their coffee or something.
Right.
But there are these experts, and they know how to play basketball.
Well, I'm not, and I freely admit it. Anytime I've ever done any March Madness brackets, I just go, usually what I do is follow the odds, which means you're not likely to win much because you're going with the teams they say is going to win.
Yeah.
But well, I'm like, well, they know more than I do, and I don't know squat. But I had a friend named Lenny. You know him.
Yeah.
And Lenny would be like, oh, no, North Carolina, they're going to do, I don't know, the over-under and this and that. And I'm like, over-under, is that like something with a basketball shot? I don't even know what that means. So it's way out of my league.
Can I major in bracketology? Because
no.
That might be helpful if you could do that in school.
No. Mike could major in bracketology, but not
Okay. I got you. Bracketology.
Bracketology.
Anyway, March Madness, they say it costs companies lost productivity, $2.1 billion.
I call bull on that.
I thought that was Facebook that did all that.
I believe that March Madness actually creates goodwill and it creates relationships in the building. That's whenever that person comes around, it's like, everyone chip into the March Madness and you talk to people you never would have talked to before. I think it's good for the companies.
Matter of fact, you're right, Tom, because according to the research, office pools can boost morale and camaraderie.
Thank you.
Yeah. And leads to companies having better, responses from the employees because they do have all that camaraderie.
Yeah.
They do get the fellowship and have some fun.
It's a horrible idea to turn your company into a place where there's no socializing.
All right. Entry fees, a typical one, an average one's about $22 to $25.
That sounds high to me.
Yeah.
I would have guessed like $5 or something.
I would think $100.
just to get in a bracket?
You know, and I have friends that do this.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is to get in because I've never done it. I'm not.
So you thought 100.
I don't know. I can go back and look.
Well, 41% of coworkers actually do the March Madness bracket stuff, and they enter the office pool. And then men are more likely to participate than women.
Yeah, because the men, some of them think they know what they're talking about.
They think they do.
But I think we've already seen some upsets.
Yeah, then
I haven't followed along close, but I think some of the teams that were supposed to win have lost.
Yeah, office pools can just get so awkward, though. You show up in your bathing suit, and you're like, oh, not that kind of pool. Okay.
But 76% of people will check March Madness scores during work hours, and then 53% will actually stream some of the game while they're working.
Okay, streaming the game's a little excessive, but checking the scores takes nothing. I mean,
I know.
You glance at it, you go on to your call or whatever you got to do next. That's, again, I think the companies like to milk this to make it seem like they're getting injured.
I've pretty much written off all things basketball. I tried out so much in middle school that the coach was like, hey, bud, maybe sit out next year's tryout.
That's kind of funny coming from a woman that looks like she ate a basketball.
Oh, it's too soon.
I'd throw one at him.
No, I mean, honestly.
It does.
Your little pregnant belly.
Oh, you got it little. Yeah. That's cute because it's very much not.
But it's like a little basketball down there.
Yeah, like a 40-pound basketball.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's going to be part of our Torch Tuesday, too. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
I can't throw it.
I get to deliver the baby.
No, not that. We'll tell you in just a second.
Hey,
my bracket is already... It's not March Madness. It's March Sadness for me. And here's some of the reasons that March Madness bracket is already busted for you. You based your picks on mascots instead of uniform colors. That could be a reason why you're not doing so well with March Madness. If you were good at choosing colleges, you wouldn't be where you are right now.
Oh, snap.
And then the only thing you're good at picking is that lint from the dryer lint, you know.
I'm not even good at that.
I'm pretty good at that. I get a whole tear in one. That's like the perfect thing when you get that dryer lint thing.
Yeah.
You pull it off in one tear.
It's fun. Okay, so here's what we want to do for Torture Tuesday. We're going to punish Cato. We have a Papa Shot machine in here.
It's a basketball, one of those things where you shoot the basketball over and over, and you got 30 seconds to shoot as many as you can.
We have two basketball hoops in this Papa Shot.
Oh,
we want you to do this, Cato. We want you to stick your head right between the two hoops.
Oh, no. Oof.
We're talking about the basketball, right?
Yes.
Okay, not other hoops that are in here.
No.
The basketball.
Not mine.
Tom's over here.
I was thinking of it.
You already saw Tom's yesterday. So put your head between the two hoops, and Tori, with her little basketball belly, is going to be shooting some basketball hoops this morning.
Our insurance is not good enough for this.
How's
our
this
health insurance
work? Have we thought of this out?
Yeah.
No.
I don't see how your head's going to get
the
in there.
The only thing we thought out was to bring the goal up here.
I've already stuck my head through there. You
okay,
can stick
good.
Your head through the little Papa Shot machine.
That's right. Good. I'm glad you checked it because I'm like, how's he going to get his head there?
Well, trust me. It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll even see the video here in a few minutes. So stay close. That's coming up next.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We have a Papa Shot machine here in the studio this morning, and we are going to participate with Torch Tuesday. Cato, it's going to be a lot of fun, too.
I need a haircut.
Okay.
That's the least of your worries right now.
He's sticking his head between these two basketball hoops right now.
Claustrophobia.
We got a Papa Shot machine, and Tori is going to be throwing these basketballs at Cato, trying to pop him in the head as many times as she can in 30 seconds.
That sounds pretty, like, you want to try to hit the basket in the baskets, don't you?
Oh, really? I thought she was trying to hit Cato.
No,
$5 for everyone she rings.
Yeah.
It depends on how sassy he gets today.
Okay.
I love you. You're glowing today, Tori.
Well, stop it.
You know what? You did pretty well not long ago with the football because you used to be a quarterback. Did you ever play basketball?
I tried out for like 2 years in a row,
mm-hmm.
and on the third year I showed up to tryouts, and the coach said, sweetie, I don't think this is it.
Well, you know what? Your chance to get revenge on that coach is to think, when you look at Cato, think of that coach that told you to sit it out.
I'm going to take my own picture.
Oh, wow. This thing makes noises
it
and everything.
It does make some noises if you hit the basket. So here's.
See the buttons.
I know. Tori's pregnant belly's in the way.
Honestly, your belly's bigger than the basketball.
It is so funny. That is great.
The little basketball.
Turn around and show the camera. All right. So in celebrating March Madness this week, we're ready to go with our Torture Tuesday. Cato, are
I'm about to throw up.
That'll make it more interesting.
Oh, I heard a buzzer.
Oh, that might have been my belly. Okay,
so we're going to set the timer and give you 30 seconds. See if you can at least hit five baskets in 30 seconds.
Troy, you'll need to set the timer because I think that's what that buzzer was the timer ran out.
Could be. Oh, I don't know. It just it pushed whatever. Play.
There you go.
All right, we're done?
Go, go.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow, right in the head. Oh, that was a solid hit.
Oh.
Solid.
Oh, you're doing good. Oh,
we are.
I can't reach him because my belly.
Oh, wow.
Oh, right in the head. Oh, dang, that's got to hurt.
Oh, okay.
I can't see.
You got about six. Okay, it's past 30 seconds.
No, it's not. That thing hadn't gone off yet.
That's not 30 seconds.
Oh, that would have been cool.
There you go. All right. I think it's a minute, not 30 seconds.
It's not a minute. That was 30 seconds. He's fine.
Oh.
Probably felt like a lifetime for Cato.
Oh, that is super fun. Cato, are you feeling claustrophobic? You think you can go for a round two?
I feel like I'm the guillotine and I'm waiting for the blade to come down.
That was funny, honestly.
Yeah.
That should be a sport in the Olympics.
It really is, because Cato's head's right between these two basketball
hoops. It
hurts hoops.
To hold it here.
No, what they should do is get rid of the basketball nets and just put the person's head there, because that's funny. When you hit him on top of the head, it's funny.
It's amazing how far it bounces.
I know.
Okay.
How's your neck?
Honestly.
A little shorter.
Do you know, can I just try it just real quick?
I don't care.
Yeah, here we go. Let me try.
All right, let me take my helmet off and let you put it on.
No. Here we go. Here we go.
All right, Hawk's going to try it.
All right, here we go.
It hurts my neck.
Hawk's aiming for the nets and not his head.
I double fist it, Kato.
I double fist every weekend.
I don't know what that meant.
Oh, no. Wow, I'm out of rhythm now.
Oh, my.
Did it go off?
You got a rhythm. You haven't hit one.
Well, I'm shooting left-handed, too. Okay, that was it.
It's counting down. That's the end.
Tori
definitely got more head hits than you did.
You know what? It's kind of like when you're at one of those arcades and you see somebody shooting those little poppy shots, and you're like, oh, I can do better than that.
And then you actually can't.
I know.
Tom? Good job, Tori. My left arm is shot. I can't be throwing
basketballs.
Remember,
he had to tumble on his vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But thanks for offering.
You're welcome. I figured it'd be a little easier.
So we're going to have to get the engineering department to come in. And he can't get his head
out. I can't get it out. I'm going to get claustrophobia.
Oh, that's funny.
Don't worry. We'll just cut it off.
Oh, yo.
Your head.
Okay. Hey, good job on Torture Tuesday. Have fun with your March sadness. Hopefully it's something sad for you.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I did something really stupid, and I'm going to go ahead and admit it.
Got married.
No, I love my wife and my marriage.
His wife did something stupid there.
But we signed up for all of the different genetic stuff when it came out because we thought it was really cool to find out what our ancestry was like.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did it for our dogs, too, which has been really cool because we found out that our dogs have some cousins in the area and things like that. Why are you laughing?
It's just weird.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of cool to find out.
You got a cousin we didn't know about.
Well, we didn't go take him to see him or anything. But it's just kind of cool to find out that some... Because I guess, unfortunately, due to things like puppy mills, it's very possible for your dog to be related to someone that you wouldn't even expect him to. But we did find out that they were exactly the breed. They're the Pomeranian that we thought they were and everything like that. But we did it for our family. And that's where things got a little more sketchy. Because when it first came out, it seemed like a really cool thing to find out what's your ancestry. What countries are you really from?
Yeah.
I mean, we had this one guy in our family who had done all this stuff, and he said we were Swiss Mennonites from, you know, Switzerland and all this crazy stuff.
And one of those little black suits.
Yeah.
You didn't
know
if he was right or not. You just, like, he just had this little family published newsletter thing. So with the ancestry, you got someone else to tell you that, hey, this is who you are, and you didn't know if they were right or not. But it sounded more official and everything. But this one company, 23andMe, they are filing for bankruptcy right now.
Oh.
And the problem with that is they have all this data from all of these customers, all this DNA data. And whenever a bankruptcy happens, it is the court's responsibility to get as much money for the investors as possible. So they're going to sell that data off as part of the bankruptcy.
Oh, wow.
And so that data will go out and it may be sold to a company that's not very trustworthy. The data may be sold for purposes you never intended it to be sold to use for. And there is fortunately a way for you to stop that, and I'm going to tell you.
Okay. Like framing you for a crime.
Okay, that is hopefully not what they're going to use it for.
You're like, I didn't even know Tom went to California, but yeah, his DNA is all over the crime scene.
Yeah, I heard him on the air. He's in California at the same time.
Well, this 23andMe, if you have did anything with them, and right now I got my wife checking. I don't know if we did Ancestry or if we did 23andMe. So we got to find out if we even did this one or not. But if so, you can actually log into your account, go to the settings section, and find the section labeled 23andMe data, and then click view on that and delete the data. And now this is where it gets really weird. If you previously opted to have your saliva sample and DNA stored by them, why you would do that part, I do not know. But if they could, they have a little jar of your saliva sitting around in there.
Do you not think they kept everyone's, whether you told them to get rid of it or not? You don't think they were, he said get rid of it, but he won't know?
I hope not.
Saliva.
Well, if they did do that, hopefully they will get rid of it now when you tell them to, because you can actually have them destroy your saliva and sample as well.
Oh.
Sure they will.
Yeah.
I don't believe that for a second.
Well, at this point, they have no reason not to. There's nothing advantage for them keeping it.
But doesn't that mean they'd make less money in the bankruptcy?
They don't make anything. They're going bankrupt. It just means the investors will lose money, but they're not going to lose the money.
Quite frankly, this, you know, you got so many people hawking loogies around the upstate. You could go and get the little syringe or whatever.
Ew.
You see some guy at the gas pump, you know what, and he's releasing whatever. And a bad guy could go and get that syringe, take his saliva, and go to the crime scene and plant it.
Y'all have been watching way too many Mission Impossible movies.
Just go to the Greenville Drive field. All the baseball players out there that spit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got new weekend plans.
You're going to go commit crimes and use baseball player spit?
No.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. They got a ton there.
Yeah. You just got that.
Yeah. It took me a second. I'm like, okay, I got you.
You know, I would have never done this because I don't trust people.
Right.
I didn't even want to give the government my fingerprints when I did the TSA pre-check.
Right.
First time that I've ever had a background check and fingerprints done.
Oh, well, you're done.
Yeah, so that worries me. So I would never give a company my DNA.
Okay, but then when you go to the doctor's office, sometimes you have to go and, you know, they'll give you a cup.
I leave the little cup, little shot glass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And do you leave that? And they make you
I'm not going back picking it up.
Okay.
I didn't think about that. No, I'm
maybe
never going to the doctor again.
Call them and have them get rid of that test.
Where you go, though, you put the little cup in like a medicine cabinet, and then so you put it in there, you open it back up, and it's gone. It's disappeared.
Yeah,
it's magic.
A magic trick.
You ever wonder how awkward it would be if you both opened the sides at the same time?
Yeah.
And you're just looking at each other?
I honestly find the whole door thing silly, because I'm like, I could just hand it to someone. I'm not that shy.
Here's
a bottle
me.
Of my urine. It's still warm. Have fun.
My thing is, when I put it in there, ours is a spin around, so it spins around.
Oh, okay.
But I'm always worried when I leave that restroom, if somebody don't get mine quick enough, is the next patient coming in
confused
and see mine there and go, oh.
It should be like the bank tellers have that little suction thing, like
that's gross. I just think we're going to put this up on Facebook, on our Facebook fan page.
Yes, we will.
So that you can, if you did use 23andMe, you can have your data deleted, because we highly recommend you do that, because once it's sold in bankruptcy, there's no telling who gets that data and what they do with it then.
Mm-hmm.
Up until now, you had a relatively respectable company who was hopefully following privacy guidelines, but you don't know what will happen after bankruptcy.
But really, other than framing you for a crime, what could they do with it? It's just spit, right?
Well, that's a good question, Tori. I don't know what else they could do with it. They might could, in theory, they could maybe look at and find out you're predisposed to certain diseases and call your insurance company and say, listen, well, you should drop Tori because she's likely to get this.
Yeah.
It's almost worse than plotting me for a crime.
Right, I know. So there's certainly weird aspects of this that we haven't all thought through, and I certainly didn't when I did this, and now I regret it. But the part that I regret is, like, they've used this to catch serial killers now. So one day, if one of my great-great-great-grandchildren was a serial killer, they might get caught because I did this, and I feel bad about that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, what a traitor you are, Tom.
To my own kin.
Who murdered someone.
Well, maybe they could do the fake thing too, where they, you know, plant the evidence. Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't have to do it because my family tree don't branch out too far.
Oh,
yeah.
Bless.
Yeah.
There is no DNA in you.
Yeah, Hawks wasn't 23 in me. It was like one in me.
No, it had to be at least two.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.